Okay, let's dive in. Think about how much information hits you every single day. I mean, just keeping up feels overwhelming,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
Now, layer on a field like pharmaceuticals, you've got patients, doctors, clinical data, market shifts. It's not just information overload, it's this constant accelerating flood.
It really is. And for pharma companies trying to, get a handle on their market, just using the old ways, static surveys, maybe some interviews, it's like trying to catch that flood with a teacup. They're mostly seeing snapshots of what already happened.
So the material you shared for this deep dive, it's a collection of industry reports, analyses, that kind of thing. It really focuses on one massive shift, how artificial intelligence, AI, is completely transforming pharmaceutical market research.
Right. And our mission here really is to cut through all the jargon in these reports, pull out the key insights, and sort of understand what this transformation actually means for you, whether you're deep in the industry or just watching how it evolves.
Yeah, and it's so much more than just, automating a few tasks. We're going to look at how AI is unlocking these incredibly deep insights and making predictions so timely, it actually changes how you even think about understanding the market. It's a move towards what the sources call predictive strategic intelligence.
That phrase really hits the nail on the head, predictive strategic intelligence. It captures this core change. Pharma market research isn't just reactive anymore, collecting data, writing reports about the past. It's becoming this proactive, really sophisticated driver of strategy.
Right, not just simple automation. The capabilities described here, they aim directly at creating strategic competitive advantages and deeper patient insights. So it's less about asking people what they think now.
And much more about predicting what they'll need or how they'll feel next, and understanding that whole complex system predictively.
Okay, so where does this AI actually show up first? What are the immediate applications?
Well, one of the most immediate and pretty impactful applications we saw highlighted is in survey automation.
Surveys. Still a cornerstone, but AI makes them, what, smarter?
Much smarter. The material points out how AI, using things like natural language processing, basically getting computers to understand our language, can actually automatically generate survey questions based on research objectives.
Okay, so that saves time, obviously, but does it do more?
Yeah, it can help make sure you cover all the bases and maybe even reduce some of the human bias that creeps into how questions get phrased.
Interesting.
And then there's the real-time optimization bit. As responses are actually coming in, the AI algorithms can analyze patterns, like instantly.
Instantly. So, what does that let you do?
Well, if a question is confusing people, maybe, or if a certain group isn't responding like you'd expect, the system flags it right away. You can even automatically adjust the sampling or, tweak the wording of a question on the fly.
Wow. Which
Yeah.
is just completely impossible with old school surveys, paper, or even static digital ones. Once it's out, it's out.
Exactly. You're stuck. So that's huge. But moving beyond just the structured questions and surveys, AI is also proving really valuable in understanding nuance, especially with sentiment analysis from, unstructured data.
Right, this isn't just counting positive or negative mentions anymore, is it?
Oh, far from it. Modern AI can sift through huge amounts of TextThink, patient forums, social media, doctor's notes, and detect really complex emotional states, subtle shifts in opinion.
You mentioned an example about patient feedback that sounded really specific.
Yes, that one stood out. Analyzing patient comments, the AI might pick up that patients are expressing, say, relief about symptom management, but anxiety about long-term side effects.
Okay, so they feel two things at
But
once.
the key insight isn't just that they feel two things, it's understanding the tension between those feelings. That nuance is gold. You can use it to tailor patient support, craft marketing messages that acknowledge the concerns, or even inform future clinical trial designs to get more data on those long-term worries.
That level of detail, understanding the how and the why behind the feelings, that's really powerful stuff.
It really is. And the material mentioned other examples too, like Unilever working with a company called Black Swan Data. They analyzed social media chatter in real time during the pandemic.
What did they find?
They spotted this emerging interest in immunity-boosting drinks weeks before traditional market research would have detected this trend.
Weeks. That's a massive head start in business terms.
Huge. And for pharma, you can see the parallel, right? Spotting early signals about maybe unexpected side effects or positive buzz about an off-label use, or seeing how doctors' feelings about a treatment are shifting way, way earlier than you could manually or with delayed survey results.
That makes perfect sense. And it kind of leads naturally into understanding key opinion leaders, the KOLs. Traditionally, figuring out who the real influencers are, what they're actually saying, that sounds like a ton of manual digging.
Oh, it is. Sifting through conference presentations, published papers, tracking online discussions. It's a massive job. AI helps automate this by continuously monitoring all these sources, conference presentations, published papers, social media activity, to spot and track emerging trends in medical opinion among these key people.
So it's not just who is talking, but what they're saying about specific topics, their stance, and how that view might be changing over time.
Exactly that. And the strategic opportunity is pretty big. Instead of just broad outreach, companies can pinpoint exactly which KOLs are most influential in a very specific area, like a particular disease or treatment type, and tailor how they engage with them.
Okay, more targeted engagement.
And crucially, it can help identify rising KOLs before they become widely recognized. Imagine being able to build a relationship early with someone who's going to be a major voice in the field down the line.
Getting in early with a future star, definitely a strategic edge enabled by this tech.
For sure. And then we get to what's maybe the most strategically powerful application discussed, trend prediction.
Ugh, the crystal ball stuff, seeing the future. How does AI pull that off in pharma?
Well, it's about analyzing patterns across tons of different data types all at once. We're talking pulling insights from, let's see, clinical trial databases, regulatory submissions, patent filings, scientific publications, and market data. All sorts of things.
That's an incredible mix of information sources. Very different types of data.
It is. But by finding correlations and patterns within all that integrated data, AI can potentially identify emerging therapeutic opportunities or competitive threats months before they become apparent through traditional research methods. It's about connecting dots that are just too far apart or too numerous for human analysts to realistically link up on their own.
Months ahead. That kind of foresight must be incredibly valuable. Didn't the material have a Johnson & Johnson example on this?
Yes, exactly. Their AI-driven demand forecasting system. It analyzes historical sales data, market trends, seasonality, and external factors altogether.
To predict demand for their products.
Right, and apparently with higher precision than traditional methods.
And the payoff for that kind of accuracy.
Well, better production planning, for one. Less money tied up in inventory just sitting in warehouses.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it leads to much more strategic market positioning. If you know demand better, you can align your whole operation from making the stuff to marketing it.
Okay, so all these really powerful applications, the surveys, the sentiment, the KOLs, the prediction, they all seem to hang on this one thing you mentioned, integrating the data.
Absolutely. That was a core message repeated throughout the material. The greatest value comes from integrating multiple data sources. That's the secret sauce, if you will.
Why is that the key? Why is mixing it all up so important?
Because the really deep insights, the things you didn't already know, often hide in the connections between different pieces of information. AI can correlate these separate data streams in ways that are just impossible to do manually, revealing these hidden relationships.
Like linking what patients are saying online with how those same patient types are doing in clinical trials, or maybe seeing how doctors' prescribing habits match up with what competitors are doing.
Precisely those kinds of links. Or connecting, say, regulatory developments with market access strategies. The reports stress that these correlations often reveal opportunities or risks that wouldn't be apparent when analyzing each data source in isolation.
Can you give an example of that?
Sure. Imagine you see a potential safety signal starting to bubble up in social media chatter. Maybe AI connects that chatter to a specific genetic marker that's also showing up disproportionately in certain trial subgroups. You might spot that connection months before it would ever surface through the standard siloed reporting channels. That's a huge strategic early warning.
Oh, okay, I get it. The potential is clearly massive. But pulling all this together, it sounds really challenging. It can't be totally smooth sailing, right?
Oh, not at all. The reports are pretty clear-eyed about the hurdles. A major one is just the data itself dealing with data quality and integration challenges.
Because, like you said, pharma companies have data all over the place, different systems, different formats.
Exactly. Data lives in, you know, CRM platforms, clinical databases, regulatory systems, external market research repositories. Getting all that data clean, standardized, compatible, and actually accessible for AI, that takes serious effort. and, frankly, significant technical infrastructure investment. It's not trivial.
And then there's the whole sensitivity issue around patient health data, competitive intel.
Critically important. Privacy and compliance considerations are absolutely paramount. You're dealing with patient data, physician data, sometimes sensitive competitive information. It's all heavily regulated. Think GDPR in Europe, HIPAA in the U.S., protecting health info.
So the AI systems need to be built with that in mind from day one.
Absolutely. They must be built using privacy by design principles and appropriate access controls. Getting this wrong isn't just a tech slip-up. It's a massive regulatory headache and a huge hit to your reputation.
Okay, so given those challenges, the data mess, the privacy rules, how do companies actually start using this? You can't just flip a switch, presumably. You don't try to, like, swallow the whole elephant at once.
Right, good analogy. The practical advice that came through in the material is to implement it gradually. Start with the lower risk, maybe more straightforward applications first.
Like just analyzing text from documents or tracking general sentiment online, things that are less sensitive.
Exactly. Starting with lower risk applications like content analysis and sentiment monitoring is a good way in. These projects help build internal skills and confidence with AI before you tackle the really complex strategic stuff like competitive intelligence or the predictive forecasting we talked about.
So you build expertise and trust along the way.
Precisely. It helps you build expertise and confidence while establishing necessary governance frameworks for handling AI responsibly, especially with that sensitive data. It's a step-by-step process.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up for you, the listener. Our deep dive into this material really shows that AI isn't just tweaking pharma market research. It's fundamentally rewriting the playbook. It's shifting the whole thing from reactive data gathering to proactive, predictive, strategic intelligence.
And that transformation, it changes how new treatments are understood by doctors and patients. It changes how companies plan their business strategy. And ultimately, it affects how healthcare innovations actually reach the people who need them. So, yeah, it has indirect impacts on pretty much all of us.
It really highlights the incredible potential just sitting there, hidden in data, if you can only connect the right pieces. Which brings us to a question, something the material kind of posed as a final thought for you to consider, whether you're in pharma or any field drowning in data.
Yeah, the question is this. What data sources are we not currently connecting that might reveal strategic insights if analyzed together using AI?
It's a challenge, really. To look beyond the usual silos, the standard reports you always look at.
And to think about those maybe unexpected connections AI could uncover. What opportunities or maybe what risks are lurking just out of sight because we're not looking at the data in an integrated way.
It's a powerful question to chew on. Thinking about those hidden connections, what they might unlock. Well, that's really what this kind of deep dive is all about, isn't it?